a reflection of her own dreams and desires. Yet, as their love deepened, a dark secret threatened to tear them apart. A curse bound Aiden to Lumina, and if he remained too long in a human world, he risked losing his magic, and with it, the connection to the realm he came from. Ilaire was faced with a heart-wrenching choice: to let Aiden go back to his magical home, or to find a way to break the curse and unite their worlds forever. In the shadows of this dilemma, the story of Ilaire and Aiden unfolds, a tale of love born from dreams, forged in magic, and sustained by imagination. It is a story that reminds us all that sometimes the most extraordinary love stories begin not in reality, but in the dreams we dare to chase. The days that followed in Everbrook felt like an extension of a dream for Ilaire. With Aiden by her side, the boundaries between the mundane and the magical blurred into a wondrous tapestry. Each morning began with the promise of discovery. Each night held the whisper of secrets waiting to be unveiled. Aiden taught Ilaire to see the world through new eyes. Where once she saw ordinary trees and fields, now she saw the intricate dance of light and shadow, the faint shimmer of fairy dust drifting through the air. He showed her how to listen to the language of the wind, how to feel the heartbeat of the earth beneath her feet. Slowly, Ilaire learned to harness the magic sleeping inside her, a magic born of dreams and imagination, fueled by hope and love. One afternoon, deep within the heart of Everbrook Forest, Aiden led Ilaire to a hidden glade, a place that seemed untouched by time. Here, the air was thick with enchantment. Flowers glowed with an ethereal light, and the leaves hummed a melody only the pure of heart could hear. "This is the gateway to Lumina," Aiden said softly, his voice trembling with reverence. "Only those who truly believe can cross." Ilaire felt her pulse quicken. She took a deep breath and stepped forward, feeling the ground beneath her shift as if welcoming her arrival. The world around her rippled like a reflection on water, and then she was there. Lumina was unlike anything she had ever imagined. The sky was a swirling canvas of colors, violet, gold, and deep azure, with stars that sparkled even in daylight. Floating islands drifted lazily in the air, connected by bridges made of light. Magical creatures roamed freely, winged horses, shimmering phoenixes, and delicate fairies with wings that glittered like crystal. Aiden's home was a magnificent castle carved from moonstone, nestled at the center of this dreamlike realm. It shimmered with the light of a thousand dreams, reflecting the hopes of all who believed. But Lumina was not just beauty and wonder. It was a world balanced delicately between light and shadow, hope and despair. The curse that bound Aiden was born of an ancient darkness that sought to consume the magic of the realm. This darkness had grown stronger in recent years, threatening to engulf Lumina and sever the ties between their worlds forever. As Ilaire explored Lumina, she met its guardians, beings of immense power and wisdom who protected the realm's magic. They welcomed her warmly, but also warned her of the peril she and Aiden faced. To break the curse, Ilaire had to embark on a quest to find a Heartstone, a legendary gem said to hold the pure essence of love and magic combined. The journey to find the Heartstone was fraught with danger and mystery. Ilaire and Aiden ventured into the enchanted forest of whispers, where trees could trap souls and illusions twisted reality. They crossed the Veil of Shadows, a vast chasm filled with echoes of fear and doubt that threatened to consume their courage. Throughout their trials, their bond grew stronger. Ilaire discovered that her dreams could shape reality in Lumina, that her imagination was a powerful force capable of defeating darkness. Aiden, too, revealed his vulnerabilities and his deepest fears, allowing Ilaire to see the man behind the magic. One night, as they camped beneath a canopy of glowing stars, Ilaire whispered, "I never believed love could be this powerful, like a light that never fades, even in the darkest night." Aiden took her hand gently. "It's a magic that binds us, not just between two hearts, but between worlds." Their love became a beacon, guiding them through the challenges ahead. Yet, the closer they came to the Heartstone, the stronger the darkness grew, manifesting as a shadowy figure known as Malgur, a former guardian corrupted by jealousy and hatred. Malgur confronted them in the Crystal Caverns, where the Heartstone was said to reside. The battle was fierce, a clash of light and shadow, hope and despair. Ilaire's belief in her love gave her strength beyond measure. She called upon her imagination, weaving spells from the stories she had read, and the dream she had cherished all her life. In a final, dazzling burst of light, the darkness shattered, and the Heartstone glowed with the brilliance of a thousand suns. Aiden reached out, touching the gem, and the curse that bound him began to unravel. But the victory was bittersweet. As the curse lifted, Aiden's magic began to fade, threatening to sever his connection to Lumina forever. He was faced with a choice. Stay with Alara in the human world, but lose his magic in the realm he loved, or return to Lumina to preserve his power, but leave Alara behind. Alara refused to accept a future without him. We'll find another way, she vowed. Together, with the Heartstone's power and their unbreakable love, they set out to find a way to bridge their worlds. Not through sacrifice, but through unity, Alara and Aiden returned from the Crystal Caverns carrying the Heartstone's radiant glow with them, its light pulsing softly like the heartbeat of their shared destiny. Yet, the choice before them weighed heavily on their spirits. Aiden's magic, the essence of his connection to Lumina, flickered uncertainly, and the knowledge that it could vanish in the human world cast a shadow over their joy. But Alara's faith in their love was unwavering. She believed that magic born from pure love and imagination could transcend any boundary, even those between worlds. Together, they sought the wisdom of the oldest guardian in Lumina, a being called Seraphiel, who existed as a shimmering presence between light and shadow. Seraphiel listened to their plea, his eyes reflecting ages of wisdom and sorrow. The Heartstone is powerful, but it alone cannot bind two worlds. It is love, true, unwavering love, that weaves a fabric between realms. But to forge this bond, you must each offer a piece of your soul's light. Only then can the worlds coexist without sacrifice. Alara and Aiden understood what was required. They held hands beneath the luminous sky of Lumina, focusing their hearts on the promise they had made. To stay together, no matter the cost. As they poured their souls into the Heartstone, the gem flared with radiant energy, transforming into a brilliant bridge of light between Lumina and Earth. The worlds began to merge, softly at first, then with growing strength. Everbrook blossomed with magic. Flowers glowed softly, the air shimmered with possibilities, and the line between reality and dreams dissolved. People began to glimpse the wonders Alara and Aiden had known all their lives. But their union came with a test. The darkness that Malgur once embodied was not entirely vanquished. Echoes of doubt and fear still lingered in the shadows, threatening to unravel the fragile bond. Alara and Aiden faced one final challenge: to stand united against the shadows within themselves and the world, I in the heart of Everbrook. Beneath the ancient oak that stood for centuries, they confronted their fears. The fear of loss, of loneliness, of the unknown. Their love, strengthened by every trial and every dream shared, became a shield, a light that dispelled the darkness. The final moment was one of pure magic. As they embraced, the glow of their souls intertwined, weaving a tapestry of light and love that wrapped around the worlds like a warm embrace. Magic became part of the everyday. Dreams inspired reality, and imagination became a source of endless creation. Alara and Aiden chose to live between both realms, becoming guardians of the bridge they had forged. They taught others to believe, to dream, and to find magic in the smallest moments. Their love story became a legend, a reminder that the most extraordinary magic comes not from spells or ancient relics, but from the power of the heart. Years passed, and Everbrook thrived as a town where dreams and reality dance in harmony. Alara and Aiden's story was told and retold, a timeless tale of love born in dreams, tested by darkness, and made eternal by the courage to believe. In the quiet moments, beneath the glow of the twin moons that now grace both worlds, Alara would smile at Aiden, whispering, "This is a love we dreamed of, magical, infinite, and real." And Aiden would reply, "Together, we've made imagination our home." Their love was a beacon, a point of hope that no matter how dark the night, the magic of dreams and imagination could light the way.